Probably the only different thing so far is the decision to put John on IR rather than wait with the prognosis. The latest prognosis will be 12 at the earliest. Don't feel like it's fair to our football team in case we get somebody who can come back sooner if there is another injury. So we felt like we needed to keep that spot open. And as much as we wanted to get John back, the chances of him coming back and then getting in football shape weren't as realistic as we hoped for.
What was his reaction, Coach?
He's disappointed in the whole situation. But his biggest thing right now is just getting off that bicycle he's carrying his leg around on and trying to get healthy, you know.
The other decisions on personnel won't come maybe tomorrow?
We'll finalize probably the remainder of the moves by tomorrow noon, and then try to get our practice squad together.
How tough was these choices, Coach?
They're always tough. You know, every time that you deal with somebody this long and you get to know them on a personal level, it's hard to cut them.
You have any word on Jeff King's surgery?
Not yet.
Is that one of the guys you're alluding to that might come back sooner?
That's a possibility. That's a possibility.
Probably the biggest surprise for anyone was seeing David Carter's name on the list. Can you talk just about that position in general, what you saw?
Well, David was in a battle with Ronald Talley, and his Talley's strength at the point of attack, the ability to play nose stronger, was better. David has a lot of hustle and a lot of effort, but was struggling to hold the point as much as those guys were.
Have you made a decision on Lindley yet?
On Ryan Lindley? Not totally. 90% sure. No.
Is one of the reasons for not, for having set part of at least the 7 or 8 moves out there is you're talking to other teams and other trade possibilities?
Well, there's always door number two, you know, the waiver wire, door number two, trades. So, yeah, nothing's set in stone with these final guys, and, we want to be as careful with it and respect them, too, in the process.
You had mentioned earlier in camp that when it came down to this, you were going to have some discussions with guys about don't get too comfortable on the 53 because it could change in a matter of days. Did you have some of those discussions today?
Well, I had the entire group. I told them don't go buy a car yet, you know. That'll be individual basis. These next cuts are the tougher ones.
You said last night about 5 running backs. Are you firm there now?
Oh, there's no doubt, yeah. Yeah, I like our running backs, and it's one of the strengths of our whole football team, that position, so we're not going to weaken it at all.
How about the wide receiver numbers? Is that set yet?
No, not yet. Those decisions, those last 7 guys and practice squad guys will be the last decisions.
Coach, what did you see from Kerry Taylor and Jerron Brown last night?
About the same I've been saying. Jerron made a big play, was more consistent. Kerry is always consistent, doing the right things. So both those guys are battling it out.
Mike Thomas does not show you nothing that Asia had him here.
Yeah, it was a decision right now that I like the guys we have a little bit more. The punt returning was an added feature, but it's not a need.
Yes,
I yeah.
Tony Jefferson, is this a case where the lights are on and he makes plays?
Tony has done a great job in ball games the last few weeks and practice. It's not through the woods yet, but he's done a nice job.